Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kean. Today we'll discuss the article by Case et al. Titled, NOX4 is located in neuron mitochondria. This article is part of our special call for papers on mitochondria in cardiovascular physiology and disease. The manuscript published online April 26, 2013. My guests today are consulting editor Zoltan Ungvari, first author Adam Case, and expert Sergei Dikolov. Let's get started.
Previous studies have provided abundant evidence that angiotensin II plays an important role in the central regulation of systemic cardiovascular function, yet the source of free radicals remains unclear in neurons. The important work that we are going to discuss today by the Zimmermann Laboratory provide initial evidence that mitochondrial localized NADP hydroxylase 4 is an important source of reactive oxygen species in angiotensin-stimulated neurons. So Adam, why don't you take us now to the details of this work?
So previous work by the Davison group demonstrated that NOX4 was causal in Ang2-mediated hypertension. And additionally, other groups have shown that NOX4 is located in the mitochondria of kidney and heart cells. So we hypothesized that potentially NOX4 was actually contributing to mitochondrial oxidative stress in neurons. And so we took a look at this using both in vitro and in vivo models. And what we found was that indeed NOX4 was located in the mitochondria, both in vitro and in vivo, and that if you were to actually block this NOX4 with siRNA, you could reduce the amount of mitochondrial superoxide to levels of cells that were not treated with Ang2. And last, which was very interesting to us, was that we noticed that in a chronic model of Ang2 infusion in vivo, that NOX4 was actually upregulated in neurons. So overall, it appeared that NOX4 was contributing to mitochondrial oxidative stress during Ang2 hypertension.
Sergei, you have published very elegant work on mitochondrial superoxide production, mainly in the cardiovascular system. Can you comment on the potential interaction between NADP hydroxylase and mitochondrial superoxide production by the electron transport chain?
First, I want to comment that this paper of Dr. Adam Case and Matthew Zimmermann, I believe, is a seminal work defining some of the sources of reactive oxygen species in the stimulated neurons. There are many papers describing oxidative stress, but we have very little understanding of reactive oxygen species and redox-sensitive signaling under physiological conditions. And this work describes specific contribution of mitochondria and NOX4 in angiotensin II stimulated interneuronal signaling. And I believe that Adam was right stating that this work did show contribution of NOX4 in the neuronal superoxide production. And this superoxide production was important for neuronal signaling. But we do not know specifically if this is the measurements provided are specific to NOX4 mediated production, or it's actually production by electron transport chain. So in this study, it is critical that experimental design and appropriate methods for specific and reliable detection of reactive oxygen species will be applied. And this work used two independent methods for superoxide detection. It was electron spin resonance using spin probe CMH and fluorescent microscopy using mitochondria-targeted fluorescent probe MitoSOX. And this is critical to apply two independent, specific and reliable methods, as the authors in this paper did. Meanwhile, as Zoltan indicated, we and others previously reported that there is a crosstalk between different sources of reactive oxygen species. And one of the crosstalks we found very common in various cells is a crosstalk between ROS production by NADP oxidase and mitochondria. And we recently reported that production of superoxide by mitochondria is redox dependent. So inhibition of NOX4 can actually shut down ROS production by mitochondria and vice versa, potentially stimulation of mitochondrial ROS can induce production of ROS by NADH oxidases. And we think that this can be a future direction for this group to define the precise mechanisms of NOX4-induced mitochondrial ROS production in neurons.
Adam, what do you think? How does angiotensin II binding to its receptor on the plasma membrane actually activate this mitochondrial localized NOX4-dependent mechanism?
Yeah, that's a great question. The Ang2-AT1 receptor is a G-protein-coupled receptor, and numerous groups have shown that it can signal through actually various intracellular intermediates. But we actually think that NOX4 is being translocated. Once it becomes activated, it's actually being translocated to the mitochondria. And I think this is more evident in the fact that if you really critically look at our work, you notice that there is some NOX4 that did not co-localize with mitochondria. And we feel that this isn't an all or none effect, and that actually when the cells become stimulated, NOX4 can be translocated to the mitochondria to then initiate its ROS production. And I believe this has actually been speculated as well in other cell types when NOX4 has actually been shown to be mitochondria localized.
Adam, can you just briefly give us the clinical relevance of your findings?
Our findings show that NOX4 is a key player in the Ang2 central mediated response. And with that, it could become a potential therapeutic target. Right now, obviously the use of SI or adenoviral vectors is not really clinically relevant, but there has been the recent development of small peptide inhibitors like the GP91DS-TAT, which specifically inhibits NOX2. And so the idea could be potentially that a specific peptide inhibitor could be designed to inhibit NOX4, and this could, down the line, potentially shown to be therapeutic for hypertension.
Crosstalk between the mitochondrial superoxide generation and NADPH oxidase dependent superoxide generation is bidirectional. Sergey, would you like to add some thoughts to that?
Yes. So we all know that in the cardiovascular disease, there are at least two components of this story. One is metabolic. We know that there is a high risk of cardiovascular disease dealing with metabolic dysfunction, obesity, on one hand. On the other hand, many data indicates on potential role of inflammation. And we think that inflammation can stimulate NADH oxidases, and downstream, this NADH oxidases may increase mitochondrial oxidative stress. On the other hand, metabolic dysfunctions such as obesity, diabetes, can stimulate initial ROS production in the mitochondria, which then may stimulate NADH oxidases. So one may expect some kind of a vicious cycle between mitochondrial and cytoplasmic ROS produced by NADH oxidases.
Adam, hearing that from Sergey, can you comment on where will you take this project from here? What is the next step?
Sure. Obviously, the next step is to really tease out that exact source of mitochondrial superoxide, whether it's the actual NOX4 or the electron transport chain. But then going further, the Davison group originally showed that NOX4 was important in the central pressure response, but only under acute Ang2 stimulation. And what we'd want to know is if we can block NOX4 in a chronic manner, can we actually suppress Ang2-mediated hypertension or even other forms of hypertension in different types of animal models to really see a causal role of NOX4 in neurons contributing to hypertension?
Sergey, can you comment on the potential pathophysiological relevance of the mechanism described in this paper with regard to other neurodegenerative diseases?
So Adam did mention that one potential mechanism how NOX4 can contribute to mitochondrial ROS production is by translocation of NOX4 from cytoplasmic location into a mitochondrial matrix. And it has been previously described that there are many enzymes which are translocated under condition of stress, including oxidative stress, into mitochondria. And interestingly, translocation of SOD1 from cytoplasm into mitochondria has been found to contribute to neurodegeneration and development of Alzheimer's disease. So it is intriguing to suggest that this NOX4 contribution to neuronal oxidative stress and mitochondrial ROS production can be a part of the bigger phenomenon when there is a dysregulation of mitochondrial localization of some enzymes such as SOD1 or NOX4, which may contribute to neuronal dysfunction.
Thank you, Sergei. Thank you very much, Adam, for talking to us today. We are looking forward to the next chapter in this interesting story. And to our listeners, please remember that this work is published as part of our special call for papers entitled Mitochondria and Cardiovascular Physiology and Disease in AJP Heart. Thank you.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.